keep on through. Lost sleep, but I found a tune stuck inside my head.
Day That I Die is so personal to me. You know, I get choked up sometimes when I'm playing it, because you never want to compromise if you don't have to. And if you're in a position where you fight long enough and you work hard enough and you get to a point to where you don't have to compromise and you refuse to, and that's what just sets you apart.
Day That I Die has a wonderful way of making you feel like the world is on your side in this business and in music.
Nick Cowan, he's the mama of that song. He gave birth to it and had been telling me about it for months and months, and he was like, this one needs to be written with you and Zach, has to be. It was just right up his alley.
The opening line, when it comes in, there's all these like little hidden melodies, the do-do-do-ga, do-do-do-ga. It's so cool to me. And then the lyrics, the vibe, the whole thing.
It's about what you hope for. It's about what you hope to be remembered as. And I think the song itself captures that.
The cool part about the version that's on the album is Amos Lee gets to sing the second verse, and he really adds just a coolness to the song.
You know, having Amos Lee on Day That I Die was a big honor, because I'm such a huge Amos Lee fan. Love that guy's songs, love his music. He's like soul concentrate. Like, you know, you get the Lemon Joy, he's like a big, tall bottle of the lemon concentrate soul power.
Every time we play it, it's just very touching song to me. I mean, I truly believe in that.
Day That I Die is a lot about legacy and a lot about what I'm going to leave behind. And to me, that's really important, that every day will be spent doing what you should be doing to make a more positive impact on your family and on your world.
I think it's my favorite on the album. And people ask me why, and I just love the groove of the verse. The songwriting on that song lends a style to the Zac Brown Band the best.
When you have really special songs like that and everybody can kind of zone in on what they're talking about, they write themselves. You just get out of the way.
If I wasn't in this band, you know, tomorrow, or if this thing would have never happened, we'd still be in clubs, in the back of a van, just, you know, going from show to show, grinding it out, because this is who we are. And I think that that's really important. Man, the whole point of this thing is to like have music in your life, and this is what you get to do and create, and you get to share this experience and your experience with other people, and everything connects. That's what playing music is about.
We knew we really had a really special song that's going to mean a lot to a lot of people, because everybody has those feelings about just being able to look yourself in the mirror at the end of every single day and say, I was the man, I was supposed to be, the father, the son, the friend, all those things.
And I want to say that I was a man and really lived and never compromised, and that means something to me.
I don't know. It's just, it turned out like it should have. It's all over.